Twin Cities here. They're going to talk to you. But
yes, sir.
If you got anything to start off with, we'll let you have some opening comments.
You got it.
Go ahead.
No, man, this is just an incredible opportunity. Obviously, growing up, you know, you always dream about playing in the NFL, but it's just crazy to really have this opportunity in front of me. And I've put in a lot of time and, you know, been underrated my whole life. And just having this opportunity and having the Vikings organization be able to go out and, you know, reach out to me and, you know, for me to be a part of them, it's an incredible opportunity, and I'm so thankful.
Are you excited to work with Norv Turner, who has a pretty good pedigree working with tight ends in the past?
Yeah, definitely. It's just, like I said, you know, he's definitely pumped out some, you know, great players at tight end. He definitely gets him involved a lot, in, you know, in the offensive team. And so just being able to play in a, you know, a tight end, you know, heavy offense, you know, how they move a bunch of guys around is going to be, it's going to be awesome. I feel like I can bring a lot to the table for him.
Now, the Vikings already have a pretty full stable at tight end already. How do you kind of see yourself fitting in with the rest of them?
No doubt. That's, you know, I just saw I was talking with Coach Sherman, and he was just telling me, you know, be ready to come in and, you know, start learning a couple different positions, you know. And so there's obviously some great players there right now, and I'm just ready to, you know, whatever I got to do, wherever I got to be at, and whatever position I got to play, I'm ready to do it.
David, have you ever been to Minnesota?
I have never been to Minnesota.
Watching the tape, you were used in line as a blocker in the slot and even out wide. Where do you think you know, they can maximize your skill set?
But like I said, I mean, that's something that I feel like, you know, I can do a lot of different things, and so being able to line up, I just feel like I'm going to, you know, create mismatches in different spots, and that's why I like the way I was used in college. And so I feel like, you know, I'm going to be able to kind of do the same thing at the next level. And, you know, I feel like I'm a, you know, my best skill set at the next level will probably be in line, you know, with my blocking. Now, you know, I take a lot of pride in that, so I'm ready to, you know, put it to work.
Do you have very much experience maybe motioning back into the backfield and lining up as a fullback?
I didn't do too much in the very backfield, but I did a lot of, you know, from the wing back on the edge. But, you know, I did a lot of pulling up, you know, in the line, you know, between guard and tackle and things like that from the H-back position. So, yeah, I think I can handle that.
You were your team's first ever All-American. How did it kind of feel to have that honor?
It was awesome. You know, going to UTSA, that was something that I was really, really looking forward to. That was a big reason I went to UTSA, just being able to kind of lay a foundation, you know, kind of start a program. And so obviously with starting a program, things like that, you know, come with, you know, being the first team to win a bowl and, you know, be a conference championship or whatever it is. And obviously being an All-American, you know, it's not about yourself, but being, you know, being the first one, it's an incredible honor, and obviously being the, you know, first person to get drafted in the NFL is just even more incredible.
David, being from down there, what's the most snow you've ever seen?
Not a lot. I've been snow skiing numerous times, you know, down to New Mexico and Colorado and things like that, but it wasn't too much snow, so I'm ready to see some snow. I love the snow, but, you know, obviously being in Texas, it doesn't happen very often.
You played at the East-West Shrine Game. Do you think that helped you during this pre-draft process? And do you think, or did any Vikings coaches have any contact with you down there?
I definitely think the East-West Shrine Game helped me out a lot. Obviously, being from UTSA, you know, I was definitely kind of a guy that was under the radar. Not many people really knew, you know, who I was or what my game was. And so I feel like just, you know, being there, having people, you know, get a look at me and see what I'm about really helped, you know, just this whole process go along. And obviously, yeah, I definitely talked to some Vikings staff at the East-West Game and at the Combine. Nothing really too in-depth, but, you know, they told me that, you know, when I did talk to them, you know, they liked the way that I fit in their offense, you know, and if I was around, you know, at the right time, that it was, you know, be a good fit.
All right, thank you.
Thanks, David.
Thank you all.